Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my co-host, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are with you today again to conclude this wonderful teaching series, The Relationship of the Spirit to the Soul and to the Body. So I pray that this has been a blessing to you for a deeper understanding of how the Spirit works in sync with the soul, in sync with the body. So change can come with resistance or acceptance. Change can come, resistance to it or acceptance to it. Embracing change from a world's view has this effect on mankind, my brothers and sisters, but embracing change from a new, renewed mind, according to Romans 12:2, but be transformed, according to the scripture, by the renewing of your mind, then you, end quote, is where you start to see change as good and acceptable to God. God's will for his church, that's me and you and Brother Harold, God's will for us is to be his reflection of his image, his love for all. His change takes time to transform, starting with the spirit man, as Minister Copeland has been sharing with us and explaining to us and allowing scripture, precept upon precept, to reveal to us what the spirit man is to the soulish man and to the physical body. So we are going to conclude today with this wonderful teaching series. So if you haven't heard the previous teaching lessons, we encourage you to go back on the broadcast and re-listen or listen to them to bring yourself up to date with today. And you can access those previous broadcasts on www.blogtalkradio.com/heart-to-heart. And that's heart, the number two, heart, M-F-T-H. And that stands for Mission from the Heart. And re-listen to those previous lessons so that you can bring yourself up today to today's lesson. But it will enrich your soul. It will renew your mind to understand how the three are in sync with the one, and that is the Father. So we're going to just dive right in to the lesson. So come ready with your Bible or your device that may have your Bible app, and we always encourage you to bring a notepad of some sort to take notes, because we do so many additional scriptures for your enrichment, for all of our enrichment, that we can have a deeper understanding and a deeper study of God's word. So we are going to just dive right in, and I will turn this over to Minister Copeland for us to really enjoy the remaining of this series, The Relationship of the Spirit to the Soul and to the Body. Minister Copeland.
Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. And hello again, everybody. Shalom. That's the peace of God upon you. And we release the blessings of God from your heart and your mind and your soul, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. As was said, I am Brother Harold Copeland. And along with our host, Minister Kenita Smith, it's an honor, it's a privilege, a great delight, always when we come together to be with you in studio. Well, I would like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We want you to know that it's an honor and a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. And he has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. This revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will release God's divine plan for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. And as was said earlier, we are concluding our series on the relationship of the spirit to the soul and the body. And yes, we're going to dive right on into the teaching. And we always like to start out by reading our lunch pack scripture. And our lunch pack scripture comes out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. Let us read that.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it.
Yes. And we are going to start out by releasing some scriptures that will support the revelation of the teaching that we're going to release tonight. In other words, things by the Spirit we want you to take away from this study that you can take with your quiet time with the Lord and receive your intimate revelation of this series. So let us start out by going to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, and we want to read verses 3 and 4. Write that scripture down, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame for him in love. Amen.
Amen. We already got it. look at somebody and say, we already got it. And no matter what your current circumstance or situation is, you stand in the presence of our God, blameless. Same chapter. Let's read verses 6 and 7.
Ephesians 1, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us acceptable or accepted in the beloved. Amen.
In the beloved. No matter what's going on in the natural realm, we're no longer natural. We're spiritual, supernatural. We live by the Spirit. And because of that, we always accept it in the presence of our God. Same book, same chapter, verses 13 and 14. Write that down.
In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Amen.
Amen. So that wonderful Spirit that God gave us that dwells on the inside of us, he sealed the holiness and the righteousness. He's like a protector. And if we do sin in our soul and our body, that sin do not drip into our spirit, man, because of the seal of the Holy Spirit. Same chapter, verses 18 and 19.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Amen.
Amen. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, he's calling the church to wake up. And when the church operate in the soul realm and in the body realm, they are asleep. So there's a call to wake up and begin to see yourself the way God sees you. See your true identity. And he's saying, in that same true identity in you, in me, in Christians, we have the same power in us that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Whether you feel it, whether you can five sense it, whether you can see it in your circumstances or situation, we have to believe the truth of the Word of God. I believe the reflection of the mirror, spiritual mirror that we see when we look into it. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5. Verse 17.
Anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen.
Amen. in the spirit man, we're a new creation. We're in Christ. The old us is gone and the new is here. And everything in us that is new, God has given it to us. And this, we're on the 17th series, 1 John 4:17.
1 John 4:17. And it reads this way. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. And that he is, they are talking about Jesus Christ. And as Jesus Christ is, so are we while we're in this world. He's not saying when we get to heaven, but he's saying in our born-again spirit, we are just like Jesus. And if you can receive that revelation, if you can get that revelation, it will change your life drastically. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17.
But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. We are one in the Holy Ghost, in our spirit man. In our spirit man, we are wall to wall Holy Ghost. And if you take the time to meditate these scriptures, it will change your walk, your life, your talk. You will see that you have power. You will see that the works that Jesus done, you can do them also, because he went back to the Father and he sent us the Holy Spirit. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians 3 and 17.
Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen.
Amen. And what is the Spirit of the Lord? If you say he's in you, and since he's in you, his power has liberated you, all the power of the enemy. I pray you take the time to meditate these scriptures. And we're going to end by going back to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Very, very familiar passage. Chapter 2. Verse 8 and 9.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen.
Amen. Now, from the previous teaching, and from the scripture that you have written down to meditate, we are going to let Holy Spirit release revelation knowledge. So by virtue of the teaching and by virtue of the scriptures that we just read, it shows us that the Christian life isn't a process of getting from God. Instead, the Christian life is a process of renewing our mind and learning to release what we already received. Somebody say we already got it. Because it's much easier to release something that we already got than to go get something we don't yet have. And God made it easy. He put everything we need when we got saved in our born-again spirit. And all we have to do is release, renew our minds, and let this O'Connor mind acknowledge that spiritual truth is the only truth. And then we begin to experience the goodness that God has placed in us. Because the concept of trying to get something we don't yet have carries within it an element. We feel promise in the word concerning healing, concerning joy, concerning victory, concerning power, concerning provision, or whatever God has promised us in his word. And since we know God loves his children and God always keeps his promises, we start heading toward those promises. We start heading trying to believe God. We know it's possible. We know it's even promised. But since we can't perceive it yet in our mental, emotional, or physical realm, we don't believe it's already been done. And our minds, our carnal minds, our soulish minds, God's promise isn't a reality until we physically have it. But the truth is, God placed everything we'll ever need inside our born-again spirit. Once we believe we already got it, doubt is eliminated. Somebody say again, the word says I have it and I already got it. We aren't trying to get saved. We are saved. We're not in the process of being born again. We were born again. When we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our spirit instantly changed. And our spirits, we are brand new. Incomplete. God has already given us everything we need. The rest of our Christian life isn't learning how to get from him, but rather discovering how to release, somebody say release, how to release what he's already placed within. You already got it. Somebody say you already got it. Renew that carnal mind and allow that carnal mind to acknowledge what's already in the spiritual man and begin to release it by opening our mouth and saying what God's word says about us. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we will begin to experience the glory that God has given us. Now, Paul prayed a prayer for his friends. And read that prayer. In the book of Philippians. Chapter 6,
which book is it, Brother Harold?
Amen. Follow me in the New Testament. Amen. Since I got it up, I'm going to go ahead and read it. He said that the communication of that faith may be effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Communication of that faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. And we focus on that. Every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And we pull out the word communicate. And communicate means to release or transfer. And for instance, we are, a mission from the heart, communicating, releasing, transferring to you what God has spoken and made a reality in our lives. God gave us this revelation, and now we are communicating it, releasing it, transferring it to you. And he said the communication of that faith may become effectual. And let's look at the word effectual. Effectual means it began to work or produce. So as we communicate to you the revelation and you receive the revelation, it begins to work for you, and then you can take it to somebody else. But first of all, we have to acknowledge every good thing which is in us, he has already placed it in us, inside of our spirit man. And we read that in Ephesians, that every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places has already been given to us. And I said again, you already got it. Testament principles don't necessarily apply to New Testament faith. And you hear in some churches, people say, come up here and get more faith. Come up here and receive a new anointing. Come up here and get more of God. Come and receive a double portion of the anointing. That works in the Old Testament, but it doesn't work for us New Testament believers. And we understand that Elisha had a double portion of Elijah anointing. And some New Testament churches come out and say, tonight is double portion night. Come up to the altar, let us give you a double portion. Come up here and we'll pray for you to receive twice as much anointing. In the Old Testament, Elijah, he didn't have the fullness of God. He only had a small part of God. Therefore, Elisha could have twice as much as Elijah. But in the New Testament, let us see how much of God we have. Let's go to the book of John. John chapter 1, verse 16. You already got it.
John 1, verse 16. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. Amen.
His fullness. See, the Old Testament prophets, Christians, they did not have the fullness of God. because the fullness of God comes with receiving Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit did not come into the earth realm until after Jesus came and died on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter number 2. So under the new covenant, we have all received, that's past tense, we have all received his fullness. We already got it. As a believer, God gave us everything when we were born again. As one scripture said, old things passed away, all things became new. In our spirits, we receive the same measure of faith. In our spirit, man, we receive the same power. In our spirit, man, we receive the same wisdom, the same ability as every other Christian, because John 1:16 said, of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. Our spirits are all identical to the Lord Jesus Christ in every way. Hallelujah. To meditate that for myself. And that came out of 1 John 4:17. Our spirits are all identical to the Lord Jesus Christ in every way. Our spirit isn't in the process of growing and maturing because it's already complete. We've already got everything. I say it again. You already got it. You already got it. The rest of our Christian life is learning how to manifest in the physical realm what's already in your born-again spirit. The way our faith becomes effective, productive, and operative is by acknowledging every good thing that's already in our spirit, man, since we are in Christ. And since we can only acknowledge things that already exist, we can't acknowledge something that's not a reality. Therefore, in order for our faith to work, we must recognize, believe, and acknowledge the good things in us since now we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. As we take a moment and rest in that position, amen. Take a moment and just enjoy, amen, being in Christ. Enjoy being one with the Spirit of the living God. Enjoy being connected back to God our Father by his great Spirit. Being placed in the same position God originally created Adam in when he blew the breath of life in Adam's nostril. Adam lost that position, and we inherit that death from Adam. But when we believed in Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, God blew spiritual life within us again. Before that, we were spiritually dead. But after we receive the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, we've been made free from the law of sin and death. The sign, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, has set us free. And who the Son set free is free indeed. There's no doubt. And we are free in the deeds that we do. And we are free from the bondage that the enemy will try to bring against us and our families. We're no longer shackled to the world. We're no longer chained up and bound by this world system. And as we were read earlier, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And he has anointed us to the poor. He has sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to those that are bound, to recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This goodness that we have, this greatness, it's not by the power of men, and it's not by the might of men, but God himself says, it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. And we're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. We're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Our spirit is sealed. Our spirit don't know how to sin, and when he was sin, if he got the opportunity to do it, because our spirit is always chasing after God, and our spirit is always crying out, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. I got a daddy, I got a daddy, I got a daddy. Maybe there's someone that haven't entered into this realm of the Spirit of God. Maybe there's someone that haven't had the opportunity to see the beauty of the Word of God come alive on the inside of them by the Spirit of God, producing the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ always takes us and connects us back to the Father. He's the bridge. From lost man, amen, back to the creator of all universe, that bridge. He protects us from the troubled waters we have to face and the struggles we have to face to try to get back to God on our own. Amen. He covers the waters and all of their turbulence. And he said, follow me. Follow me. And I'll take you back to Daddy. I'll make sure your heart connect back to his heart. Because he loved you. He loved you before you even repented. He just wants you to receive what he has already provided. Come under the umbrella of his love. And allow him to protect you from the darkness of this world. And Holy Spirit is pulling, drawing in hearts back to the heart of the Father. And I know that's my single to stop, to drop, and to pray. And turn it over to the woman of God that's been anointed to lead a people to the foot of the cross, that they may receive Jesus Christ. the Lord and Savior. Minister Smith.
Praise God, praise God. I tell you, it has been such good and rich teaching to enlighten us, my brothers and sisters, to come to understand, to have a understanding as simple and with depth as Minister Copeland shared with us, the spirit to the soul to the body. And now it's time for us to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior for those who have not. This is the hour of day for you to give your hand to Christ. Now, when I say hand, that means an outstretched, surrendered hands to the heavens, and allow your heart to surrender to Him in reverential prayer and humbleness, the best way you know how. This is a time when we go to the feet of Jesus and making your petition known to Him, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Cannot get to the Father, but only by Him, through Him, receiving Him as your Lord and Savior. So we are ready to walk with you, pray with you, as you come ready with the humbleness of heart, a whole heart. Now, keep in mind, my brother, my sister, don't have a half heart. Now, you might be able to fool man, but you do not want to try to fool God, because He knows the condition of your heart, and He has been nudging you and preparing you for this day to surrender it all to Him. So as we walk hand in hand with you through prayer, I encourage my brothers and sisters who are listening to the broadcast today to partner with us in prayer. For maybe that person that has been heavy on your heart, intercede for them. Lift them up by name. You know who they are. Continue to be in prayer for them as we pray with you who are ready to surrender your heart to Christ. Today, Mr. Copeland said that He is our bridge, the bridge between a sinful people and a holy God. Christ is our bridge. So let's go to Him right now in prayer, whether you bow your heads or whether you get on your knee or whether you lay prostrate on the ground. Just repeat a simple prayer after me. Now, it's your heart, my words, and remember, God knows the condition of your heart. So we encourage you, my brother, my sister, to come with Him in reverence. So let's pray. Father God, here I am. I know that You hold my life in Your hand, that You cover me, You fill me, You love me, and You know my purpose and plan. Lord, I surrender to You my heart today. I believe by faith that Christ died on the cross for me. It was His blood that covered my sins, Lord, and I thank You. Father God, I believe that You have saved me today by Your amazing grace. I could not have done this myself, and I thank You, Lord. You know my thoughts, You know my words before I say, and you know my deeds that I've done past and present. Lord, I lay them all at your feet today. I bring nothing but myself. Nothing but myself, Lord Jesus, as I surrender to you. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray, saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Amen. Now, as you raise your bowed head or get up off your knees and surrender to God, that you now have been born again, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit enters into your heart and he sits on the throne of your heart today. Mark this day that you are a new and born again creation. Hallelujah. We are excited and I pray that you let the world know that you are a Christ follower. Praise the Lord. Now, we encourage you, my brother, my sister, to seek out a Bible teaching church within your community, that you would continue to grow and go in grace, and that you would be baptized by submersion of water, standing before the world and letting them know that you are a child of God, that you are not ashamed, that you follow Christ and Christ. Continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio, that all of these things are working together for your good. For your good, because you love God. Hallelujah. Now, we encourage you to read and meditate on the Word of God, but most of all, know that you know that you know that you are a child of God. Hallelujah, and praise the Lord. Now, Minister Copeland will welcome and give thanks to God for what you have said yes to, and that is Jesus Christ. Minister Copeland?
Amen. The Word of God says that the angels rejoice when one soul is snatched out of the kingdom of darkness and is translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. They rejoice because God's heart is satisfied. And just for me knowing that God's heart is satisfied, I'm going to take a second and rejoice with the angels. Oh, God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. God, we magnify you. You are awesome, God. Oh, God, how much great love do you have for your children? And, Father, we thank you, God, in this hour that even before they received Christ, you still loved them, but they wasn't able to receive that love because of the Spirit of the living God wasn't dwelling on the inside. But, God, I give you praise. As they answered the pull of the Holy Spirit, you was waiting for them. Amen, and not with a rebuke, not with a chastisement, but you had your loving arms held out for them to come and just lay your head on my shoulder, lay your head on my heart, my son, my daughter. I've been waiting for you. I've been looking for you, Lord. I've been protecting you, Lord. The enemy thought that he had them. Glory to God, but he failed again. And, Father, we just give you glory. We just give you honor. We just give you praise. We just rejoice in you always. And, again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for you are worthy of all praise. My brothers and my sisters, hallelujah. Welcome, 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 welcome into the family. Glory to God. Welcome into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. The power of this light that shines in darkness. And the Word of God says that the darkness gotta flee, must flee. It can't stay. And we thank you that God has set you free from the powers of dark, that you have answered that call. And Glory to God. It's a wonderful hour for your life. It's a wonderful hour for the angels. It's a wonderful hour for God. And you better believe it's a wonderful hour for Mission from the Heart Radio. We appreciate you. We welcome you. And all glory goes to our Father. Amen and amen and amen. I tell you what, I won't miss that opportunity to rejoice. The angels are rejoicing in the presence of God because of you. And I tell you what, I take the opportunity to rejoice. And as we finish the teaching, I make this statement that we want, and that includes you, that receive Jesus today, right now. But we have to see manifestation of God's power in us. Amen. It's time out for believing that the pastor is the only one with the power. The apostle has to come in from overseas somewhere, and he brings the power in the home. But the word of God tells us that when Holy Spirit come upon you, you shall receive power. Amen. The Holy Spirit came upon you on this day. And the Bible cannot lie. You have received power. So we have power. We have victory. We have joy. Amen. And now we have to renew our mind and discover all of this goodness that God has placed on the inside of us. You know, and this is not, you don't have to ask God, God, I'm a Christian now. Gimme, 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 gimme. No, you already got it. And once the revelation comes upon you, you will rest. It's time to rest now. Because you don't have to do nothing. God started it. God gonna finish it. And everything between start and finish is God's job. And our job is to rest in the finished work of the cross where Jesus has provided everything for us. You can rest in the storm. You can rest in the hard situations. You can rest in the trials. You can rest in the tribulation. Because I'm here to tell you, God has not set you up to fail. God has nothing but the best for you. His plan for your life is greater than any plan you can conjure up on your own. And now it's time to stop trying and to just start trusting. And as we begin to acknowledge what he has already done, like this, his presence comes by virtue of the Holy Spirit. His power comes, presence, and his power begin to manifest in our lives. And the lives of people we minister to will begin to change. So acknowledging the good things in us, what all the giftings and all the power and blessings that Minister Smith and I have, and we've been saved for a long time, you just received everything that we got. And we're going to help teach you how to release it and see this power of victory work in your soul and in your body, that your whole spirit, soul, and body can become blameless in the presence of the Lord. And when that victory comes forth in you, you can't be quiet. You got to run and tell it. Especially when you see somebody that was going through what you came out of. You're not going to leave them trapped. No, 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 no. You say, I know the way. You tell them, hey, you don't have to struggle another minute because I know the way, and he'll make a way. He made a way for me, and he'll make a way for you. And all you have to do, it just open your heart and receive him as your Lord and your Savior, and receive the benefits of the atonement that he had already provided for you. Christians, they believe God can do anything, but they experience very little because they don't know nothing about this relationship of the spirit to the soul and the body. They're born again, and they know they have access to the Lord. They believe that God can release his power in answer to prayer. But whether something come to pass or not depends on their performance. See, this is not a performance gospel. None of us, Minister Smith, myself, and anybody else, can perform in the presence of God and earn anything for him. Amen? The only one that could perform in the presence of God is the one that performed in the presence of God. Amen. And pleased God by his lifestyle and glory to God and by the way he walked the godly life in the earth realm. That's Jesus Christ. But you know what? He didn't perform to win a victory for him because he already had it. He performed to earn a victory for us, because he knew we couldn't have never earned it. So he earned it for us and gave us the benefit of his works. Amen. It's about his works. When the enemy come talking to you, or you make a mistake and the enemy point at your mistake, no, you point at Jesus' victory. Amen. You say, it's not about me. I never could have earned it, never would have earned it. Amen. This is a gift that I receive because of his goodness. This is not my goodness, but it's Jesus' goodness. And because of Jesus' goodness, I can walk in the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in closing, what we say is, when we were born again, and that included my brothers and sisters today, God put his power, his anointing, his victory, his joy, his peace, everything in us in abundance. Amen. See, God gives abundance. Amen. He just don't give us enough for us. Amen. He gives us enough that we can give. He gives so we can give. So he gives us abundance and overflow that we can give to others. But we have to renew our minds to this miracle. We have to renew. And we have to acknowledge it. We have to experience it and begin to release it into our lives and the lives of other people. And my brothers and sisters, that's the relationship of the spirit to the soul and the body. I love you. God bless you. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest inside you, and may the love of God overflow out of every one of us come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God bless you. Minister Smith.
Hallelujah. Thank you again, Brother Copeland, for such a blessed way of breaking the word down and allowing it to penetrate to our heart and our soul, that we can take it to the Lord in prayer, that we can meditate on it, as you said earlier, those scriptures. And I pray, my brothers and sisters, that you have taken some good notes, because this is a time we are living in, days, in these closing days of grace, where we need to be saturated and drinking and thirsting after the word of God. And as Minister Copeland has shared these scriptures with us today in the conclusion of this particular series, the relationship of the spirit to the soul and to the body, this is what we need to understand, the mechanics of what we possess. of what we possess, and that is that new born again creation. And we need to meditate on the Word of God and just study the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, that your mind would be renewed. This is some good ponder on and take with us and share with others. This is what Minister Copeland is doing for all of us as he lays his heart down and in through these verses and these series that we bring week after week for us to learn from. This is God's will and God's way. And so we just encourage you to get into the Word and dig deep into the Word and fall in love with it as we continue to labor in Christ with you. And that is the work of the kingdom. So we thank you for being a faithful listener of Mission from the Heart. We are so forever grateful for you to continue to be a blessing to this ministry as we continue to use this ministry as a blessing. So always remember that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, but the Word of God that Minister Copeland and I continue to bring to you will never, ever go away. Hallelujah. That in itself sounds good. So we thank you, my brothers, my sisters, and we will be with you again on next week. So God bless you and continue to stay faithful to God. Amen. Amen.